night hour, after the song would be led in prayer.
No soul, I sing a mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the suns to rule.
Let us bow. Our Father in heaven, we are truly in awe as we consider the wonderful creation that you've made for us to enjoy. We're so grateful, Father, for the wonders about us that we see, the beautiful things of the world, the skies. We are so thankful, Father, and we acknowledge that in the beginning you did create the heavens and the earth. And you've placed us here in such a beautiful, wonderful place. We're so thankful, Father, for this beautiful day, for it is truly a beautiful day physically, but especially a beautiful day in that it is the Lord's day. But we're truly, Father, as we consider your creation about us, we thank you for the beauty of everything that you've given us to enjoy, the beautiful trees, the beautiful animals, the beautiful birds, all of the beautiful plant life, the beautiful fish, the beautiful animals of every description, and just everything that we see about us, the beautiful mountains and the beautiful prairies, the deserts, the waves on the seashores, the beautiful skies at night. As we look up, we can see and are reminded again of your great power. For truly you have made such a beautiful universe that far beyond anything that we could conceive of, and we know that, Father, through your power, it was all created at your command. We're so thankful, Father, that we can be a part of your kingdom, your church, for we know that you have made special provisions for us through the gift of your Son, that we might not only enjoy the beauties of the world, but enjoy the beauties of fellowship, the beauties in the church, as we follow the plan that you've given us, that we might draw closer to thee in our every act of worship, and that we might be able to share this with others. And we pray to that end that you might help us to see the opportunities around us to share your word with others, that they too might know the forgiveness of their sins and to know Jesus as their Savior. We're so thankful, Father, for this congregation that you've given us here that meets here from time to time. We pray that you would bless us all, especially our elders, but each member with wisdom, good judgment in all that we sing and all that we worship, our every act, and just the lives that we live each day, that we might ever have the vision to see what is ever before us, that we might see those things in your word and have a good perception of them, and that we might grow in the grace and knowledge of your word each day, that we might come closer and closer to the perfection that you would want from all of us. We pray, Father, for our every effort to do those things that are pleasing to you in every way, and we would pray the same for each of the men that we support in other places, the congregations with which they worship, that you would bless each individual preacher, their families, and each member of each congregation, that together we might do your will, that the borders of your kingdom might be further spread. We ask your blessings, Father, upon our sick that are not able to be with us, not only those here among our own number, but those that we talked about this morning and others that are on our prayer list and others that we each individually may know of that need your special care. And we just at this time come as humbly as we know how, but fervently to ask that your healing hand will be with those people, each one, and with their families, that they might be comforted. We're grateful, Father, for every good thing that we enjoy from you each day, for we know you are truly an awesome God, and you do bless us in ways that we sometimes even take for granted or not even aware that you are doing for us. And we just pray, Father, that in your great wisdom and judgment and providence, that you would continue to bless us day by day as you see is best for us. Bless our nation, Father, in troubled times, that we might some way turn back to you and the principles that you have set forth in your word. And we would pray the same for rulers throughout the world, that they might have a mind to seek after you and see who you are and realize that your ways are best. We pray, Father, for the forgiveness of any sin that we may have committed since last calling upon thee for forgiveness. And we pray that we might grow daily, that we might sin less and less and be drawn closer to thee and ever able to please thee more and more as the days come and go. Bless us throughout our lives, Father, and keep us close to you and help us to so live our lives that someday we might all have a home with thee in heaven when this life is over. These things, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus who died for us. Amen.
We will now look at the holiness of God. If you will turn to Isaiah 6. In verse 3 reads, "And one of the seraphim cried to the other and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" And in 1 Peter 1, beginning in verse 15 through 16. "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'"
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
take time to be holy. All three verses.
Oh, The next section of songs will be about how God is good and how God is love. So I'm going to read from Psalms 100, if you'd like to follow along. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And I'll also be reading 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
Our next song is out of the Hymns for Worship, number 47. God is so good, number 47. Thank you.
think we're going to skip this psalm. We're going to go to number 22, Faithful Love, after the supplement.
This will not be as much of an invitation as it will just an elaboration, perhaps, on the glory of God and His power and might. Before I start this, I want to mention to you that, because I'm so slow about getting everything started, the group that met last month at my house for the Bel Air Bible study will meet next Sunday evening at Barbara's house. We ran out of room. She has more room and was gracious enough to allow us to do that at 5 o'clock. So please be there, and if you don't know who you are, just ask somebody. We were up here on 610 a couple of years ago after dark, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and way behind me was a set of headlights that were going about three times as fast as I was. And I don't know the model car, Ferrari, Lamborghini, one of these little things that has 800 horsepower, shot by me just in a hurry, and I thought, man, the power in that car. I'd love to drive something like that. Wouldn't want to get stopped, but I'd love to drive something like that. Same time in the left-hand lane was a semi, tractor trailer. I don't have a clue what that thing weighed, but he had a better use of power than the little bitty car did. I think, what would it take to pull a 60, 70, 80,000 pound trailer at 80 miles an hour? That's power. Long about the same time, about an exit ahead, was a Bel Air police car. Now, you watch somebody hit brakes, because here's power coming up behind me, and there's power in that lane, and there's authority parked in the right lane. And I don't know really who you are or how you were raised, but when we see a police car, we automatically slow down. I can be legal, speed limit wise, and I will still slow down. Habit, I guess. And I think about things like that, and I think about the devil and his impact in our life, because he has some power. The power is deception, but he has no authority, and his power is very limited. And I read in the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 7, there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough. There was no place found longer for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, and he was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And that's his power, is deception. But you have to understand that God has power too. And his power is tremendous. Satan cannot stand against him. If we are on the Lord's side, and when you just look at the incredible power that he has. I kind of like stories where the preacher comes out the hero. Well, there was a preacher talking with a young man a number of years ago, and the young man had asked him, "Don't you think there's life on other planets?" And I would assume, no, there's not. I think Earth was created unique, in a very unique position in the universe. And I don't see life being out there anywhere. No, I don't think there's life on other planets. And the question was asked, why then did God go to all the trouble to create that stuff out there if there's no life? And the response was, it's no trouble for God to create a universe. Now, when you read in the book of John, the first chapter, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were created by him, and without him was not anything made that has been made. And the writer of Hebrews says that from nothing he spoke them into existence. There's power, and there's authority, and there's organization, and there's all that God has made for us to stand in awe of him. We've sung a number of songs this evening that represent that power and our love for him because of what he's done. I think when we draw away from God, we need moments of quiet reflection. Mine are mentally, at least, to sit on a hillside, close my eyes and watch the wind sway the trees and see the rocks on the other side of the creek at the bottom. And we sang a song about that. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and I magnify God in my mind and my life, because he is creator and sustainer and everything that we need. When he comes with a shout of acclamation, what a joy it will be to be with him forever. If you're here not a child of God, we'll offer to you an invitation to become a child of God tonight. Magnify him in your life always. If you need to respond, we'll ask you to do so while we stand and sing.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would your evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power when you're working out in the blood of the Lamb.
song this evening, and I guess some closing announcements. Our last song this evening, number 13, and something else song with Christ Lives in Me.
Doing something else here?
Sit down.
Sit down? Oh, please sit down. I kind of thought it was for me. No. Just a few announcements before we depart. Really, there's nothing new that has changed or has happened since our morning announcements. Let's remember our meeting that is coming up in November, and also, as announced this morning, Murphy Road Church in Sugar Land is holding its meeting. It's starting this afternoon at 5 o'clock. So if you're available, that's a good opportunity to go by that church and worship with them. Let's remember the number of our members who are suffering afflictions that are in need of our prayers. I always think of other churches. They have their sort of their prayer circle that deal with the different incidences and needs. This is our prayer circle, this church. So let's pray for our number who have needs and keep them in our hearts as well. I don't think I have anything else that needs to be said. Is there any other announcements that you're aware of? Then we'll be led in closing prayer with the question, am I the one leading that closing prayer? There you go, Mike. Thanks.
Please bow with me. Oh, holy, holy, holy God, we thank you for this church and for this time that we have to focus on you and to enjoy each other's company and each other's singing, but also to offer our sacrifice to you and with our hearts and with our singing. We thank you for the sacrifice that we received of your Son and for the salvation that we are offered through that sacrifice. We thank you for all the blessings you've given us, and we ask that you help us to hold steadfast to you, to your precepts, your commands, and your ways. Help us to be holy like you are, and to spend time with you in prayer and studying your word. Help us to share you with your word with other people, and to share the light with the world. Not to be ashamed, but to be forthcoming and to be